Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Amen. Like I said earlier, this is a special day for us. Amen. And we're so honored to be able to host this and do the honor of ordaining Pastor Stefan and Pope Tucker. And glad, grateful to have new life. Share this with us. And we have asked friends, Pastor, have some heights in the house. Yes, we have Pastor Leon, we have Pastor Bobby, and to share this with us, and I'm sure you have some of their members with them. We are so excited about what is going on in the kingdom of God. We talked about it, my wife ministered this morning. My wife ministered this morning, and it was just a prophetic move of the Spirit of God. And I just want to tell you, I don't know if you realize or not, things are being turned up. We're in the last days. We're going to see some things that we ain't ever seen. God is going to do some things among us that we have never seen Him do. Hallelujah. And your life is about to go to another level that you've never been on before. And that's why it's so important that you go with the Word. Amen. And cut loose anything and everything that doesn't have anything to do with God. Amen. It's just baggage and weight, and you need to get rid of it. And I believe the scripture said, lay aside every weight and the sin. Notice you got that pet sin you don't want to let go of. And the sin that do it so easily beset you, because you'll do that one easy. Because you're used to that one. So get rid of the pet one, the rest of them will go easy. Amen. Amen. So praise God. Most of the time I get in trouble when I say this, but I'm gonna say it. I don't plan to be long, so don't get upset with me if I do. I plan to be to the point and do what we got to do today. And we don't want to take the advantage of you. And I'm so glad that the fans have slowed down. I know they're still fanning a little bit, but it's all right. We're going to make it. And I'll say to the musician, if y'all hot, y'all can come on down. We'll send you back. I'll have you go back if we need you to go back, because kind of hard preaching to people in your back. And so I usually turn around anyway. But anyway, thank you again for coming. And I want to get right into the word that the Lord had given me to share at this hour. And if you open your Bible with us this afternoon to the book of John, Gospel of John, very familiar to you. John 1:1. John 1:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name. John 1:1. Thank you, Jesus. Have you found it yet? Amen. Amen. All right, let me get there. Glory to God. I'm there with you now. And the text says, in the beginning was the Word. What was in the beginning?
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. How many things? All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. What was in Him?
Life.
In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and what happened to the darkness? Darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. I want to talk about, for a few minutes or so, I want to talk about God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. I'm going to say it again. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. None whatsoever. And having read the text, let's go to the very beginning of the Bible, the book Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to read this from the American Standard because I like the way it reads. And Genesis 1, 1. And hallelujah. And it reads like this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I noticed the King James says heaven, and I noticed the American Standard made it plural like it should be heavens, because there's three realms of heaven. I know at least that many. Because Paul could not have gotten caught up in the third heaven if that wasn't the first and the second. Is that right? So we know at least three heavens, three realms of heaven. And but he said, in the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. Earth single. We know we have different planets, but the earth is one of them. And said, and the earth was wasted and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Notice what was on the face of the deep. Darkness. Are you with me so far? Amen. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, what? Let there be light. Are we using our, okay, we got it up there. Okay, good. That way. God said what? Let there be light. And there was light. And I like the way it says it in the Hebrew, because you know the especially the King James, I know, was translated from the original Hebrew in the Old Testament and the Greek in the New Testament. Okay, and so I like the way, and notice he said, because we're going to talk about light today. Notice what God said: "Let there be light," and there was light. I like what Hebrew said. God said, light be. And light showed up. Now, I wonder why did light show up? Because light was in the one that said it. And so light showed up, and darkness fled.